This message is brought to you by Wendell International Kenya. To the agencies, we must treat the local population with respect and dignity at all times. There is no excuse for sexual exploitation and abuse. Sexual exploitation and abuse threatens the lives of people that we are to serve and protect. Avoid it. IASC Code of Conduct. Sexual exploitation and abuse by humanitarian workers constitute acts of gross misconduct and are therefore grounds for termination of employment. Sexual activity with children or persons under the age of 18 is prohibited regardless of the age of majority or age of consent locally. Mistaken belief regarding the age of a child is not a defense. Exchange of money, employment, goods or services for sex, including sexual favors or other forms of humiliating, degrading or exploitative behavior is prohibited. This includes exchange of assistance that is due to the beneficiaries. Any sexual relationship between those providing humanitarian assistance and protection and a person benefiting from such humanitarian assistance and protection that involves improper use of rank or position is prohibited. Such relationships undermine the credibility and integrity of humanitarian aid work. Where a humanitarian worker develops concerns or suspicions regarding sexual abuse or exploitation by a fellow worker, whether in the same agency or not, he or she must report such concerns via established agency reporting mechanisms. Humanitarian workers are obliged to create and maintain an environment which prevents sexual exploitation and abuse and promotes the implementation of their code of conduct. Managers at all levels have particular responsibilities to support and develop systems which maintain this environment.
This message is brought to you by Wendell International Kenya.